That joint right there is about to be hot, yo. Y'all know about that right there? That Chromatics? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
And double the total. We got the same vices, same prices that them hustlers quoted. Your microwave, oven, the stove, it over the sink. Dropped out of coolie, but in the street shit, I got double promoted. Heavy drug, I done sold it. When I shoot a gun, I unload it. Spent most of my 20s living on the run, it was bogus. Son of a brody, so you know murder one was the motive. Kept it too real, never hear shit from my son if you notice. Was under a microscope, staring at life through my rifle scope. Catch him up top, come with a plus and a bonus. Cop a plea, what's a op to me but another opponent? I paint your face red, that same head that you brush, I'm a comb. You never dump the oop, empty out a drum and reload it. Until the barrel start melting and the muzzle exploded. Plug was demoted, he helped the undercovers decode it. Young and devoted, he still a cut off the tongue of a rodent. Skid it. This ain't no laughing matter. We went up top and dropped it, but all shit I had is ladder. The mad hatter, packy like thermoses. Straight in his nappy, tear out, give him a permit kit. This ain't no laughing matter. We roll with dirty clips, cause when it's up, we shake it up like it's turbulence. Bro just from trial and lost his case, ain't no laughing matter. I wipe that smile off of your face, this ain't no laughing matter.
You're a funny guy.
Bubble bees on a jean coat, fiend slow. My mic, but he keep ho. He ain't seen the calendar since 2013. My eyes seen the worst things. Breaks on the scale looking like Hercules. My Teresa looking like a murder scene. Craig Lawrence West looking like they had surgery. I killed 10 years straight and still the dopest. So ahead of my time, I got a 2025 penny and a Louis Vuitton loafer. Slide over, super slime cobra to rhyme Jehovah. Pablo Escobar shrine, I'm tired of your style, I'm tired of your rhymes. Shut up and dying, kick your door in, duct tape and tying, wings on the shelf flying. If hell is high, Eastside Buffalo, Cayenne, Frying's pants, residue, excels residue, acid around my fiends like to put me on a pedestal, laying on a cot, reading like an intellectual, I plug your plug, and my plug came from Mexico. One take, new thought, super fly guard.
Goodness, people, 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 what's with the energy out here? Come on, you gotta run this. Come on, okay, okay. I had something hot for y'all, man, some new China Streets. But listen, we're gonna keep it moving with this Armani Caesar.
Come on. Yeah. My roster filled with bosses and monsters. Gave me games, turned me to a monster. Broke that forced me to get my guap up. Rich that showed me the hat without them. I'm different. I want a mil, you want a million likes. The deal, they spin the block, it's a different price. Ran it up, then I did it twice. Depression almost killed me, used to wish I had a different life. Turned the Bonneville to a Benz. Was stripper turned rapper before ever was the trend. Streets taught me everything a college class didn't. I was CLS Benz and probably why I didn't finish. Multiple streams, talking music and my businesses. AMAX Platinum, spending limit six figures. We take risks and make killings. Built to make millions. My crew known to touch ceilings. I put in the car, y'all finished. I ball on y'all. Tell a dude I catch flights, not feeling. Couple setbacks, couldn't stop a. I'm different, turn my closet room to a business. So fire come cold, like I walk around with low iron. Rip like snow tire. Complex is best verse, and you know rider. I put the heater to your ear like a blow dryer. For me, it's easy like freedom. The balls are fit hard, if it gets bitten, teeth chipping. I use them to keep my pen sharp. I'm fake, I'm so parted. The realest smell me like old garbage. Griselda, we the realest in it. I just want it for a couple years, then I'm finished. Just to show you how a rat close to did it. 716, the survival of the litted.
Griselda. Got so much hot music for y'all, man. Let me turn it down a little bit right now, man. Turn it down right now, man. Turn it down right now. But you know, before I turn it down, I gotta do something. Hey yo, I'm spitting live off the top. Use the microphone like a ginsu, your arm to get chopped. My Tim's a skin from the Anunnaki. I'm getting broccoli like I'm moving bricks with Poppy. Remember the days we was in the cold. Had to run up them steps just like Rocky. Now I'm in Japan with King Wise on the Kawasaki. Tokyo Barbie, smoking on the Marley. Marching through my city like the God Marcus Garvey. All day long, baby, you know I'm the truth. That's why y'all hate. Don't be resenting me when I'm in the booth. I do what I do. It's just destiny. Homie, you a Rudy Poo. You probably on Sesame Street with no birds at all. What you talking big talk for? Chirping off. Listen, you a jerk off. Stop playing. I'm Goku mixed with Vegeta. That's go Vegeta, Super Saiyan. You play with me? Nah. Exactly, I come right in exact. My flow sharp like X-Acto knives. Nick, I ain't wanna swear. Listen, boy, on the mic, I'm always prepared. Knowledge is to be aware. Wisdom is to express what you know. Understand what you care for. I care for, therefore. Don't play with me on the microphone. It's like a soldier when he bear arms. You get bear hugged. We used to run around letting it off like fireworks, bear scares. But now we righteous. It seems like the world is in a crisis. I'm here to breathe life in the lifeless. Everything I spit is priceless. My Colombian queen with the caliente spices. Oxtail beans with the rices. I seen a lot of feds get more heads than some lices. Oof, the flow's enticing. Matter of fact, y'all need to put down the Viking in Minnesota. We rushing in like the Vikings. This flow's so exciting. Remember me like a titan. Remember the shine up on the Brightland? That was when we used to move packs and it was whitened. Now we do something like spit knowledge that'll leave you enlightened. Oh, man. It's so beautiful, man. One on the radio, 6 o'clock blitz. You here with your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams. If you tapping in right now, you tapping into the hottest hip-hop radio program in Canada. Hands down, baby. Hey, look. We still in our fun drive week, so if you feeling like you want to donate, then put your hands in your pocket or go get your debit card. You can send money, email, transfer, all, whatever. It's all good, baby. Look, I'm in the spitting flow now, you know what I mean? I just play it, man. Look, man, I be smoking word on y'all today, baby. Word is vibe by this life, baby. I'm having a good old time over here on the top of the hill. CJSF 90.1 FM, baby. So, we started that last session off with my man J. Scott the Illest featuring Sky Zoo. That joint was called What's Your Purpose? What's your purpose? Real talk, man. What's your purpose, right? Once you got purpose, you ain't got no time to be worried about somebody else. Kind of going back to the resentments, what we were talking about, right? Then you had that joint by my man MC K-Ski, Straight Up, featuring myself, Hard Body Dreams. That was the Ultra Magnetic, a dope single. Download that. Support my man MC K-Ski. He got the beats, blues, and bars. That's where they merge the hip-hop with the live band, the drum, the bass, the guitar, the DJ. He got K-Rec on the decks. Real talk, man. Ultra Magnetic. And that's another thing, right? It's like when you Ultra Magnetic, when you the piece with the magnetic, you attract the piece without. You know what I'm saying? So don't be a jump. You know, when you're a jumper cable, you what are doing what? You charging up a dead battery, right? So you got to be careful, man, because people want to drain your energy, bro. You know what I'm saying? They want to drain you. They call them what? Bloodsuckers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, man, right? When you ultramagnetic, they come. You know what I'm saying? It's just part of the law. Word is bonbon is life. Oh, my goodness. I'm having a good time tonight. So then we add the next joint. Oh, my goodness. Well, we couldn't get, actually, that didn't play, but I really wanted to show y'all the song called Carnival Wrap Up by Chromatics. Fire joint. The lyricism is crazy because he's from Trinidad and it's just pure raw island, but the boom bap instrument is just fire. So, you know, check out that song. It's by Chromatics. It's called Carnival Wrap Up 2025. Then we had that Baldy James joint featuring The Alchemist and No Laughing. And you know, I'm always laughing. I gotta laugh, man. They say the more you laugh, the longer you live. You know what I'm saying? I guess we'll see. But I like how they added the scene from Goodfellas, you know? What's so funny about me? Oh man, classic joint. I know that from front to back, baby. Then we went into that old Knack Had a Farm. Shout out to the God, man. Peace to the God, ST Knack, over there in Massachusetts. And you know, that was featuring the West Side Gun. Yeah, man, I like ST Knack, bro. Colombian brother, man, doing it, man. Boom bap all the way, man. You know what I mean? Look out for ST Knack. Then I wanted to play you that China Street song, man, Triple H, but we was having some issues with that joint. So we moved on to the Armani Caesar, Survival of the Littest. Yeah, man, China Streets, man. That's from what history's revealed to me. That's Rome Streets woman. So, you know, shout out to her, man. She doing a thing. You know what I mean? I like MCs. I like female MCs who have skills that go beyond rapping about their crotch and their backside. I really do. I appreciate you. You know what I mean? It's too much of that out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you got your own self-style wisdom and all that, but like, you gotta really think about like how you are affecting the youth, man. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Word is bond and bond is life, man. Shout out to everybody on Instagram right now. I'm really surprised that Instagram is keeping this live on for so long. I must have hacked the system, man. So shout out to all y'all on Instagram, man. We here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. This is that 1 or the 6 o'clock blitz, playing the hottest hip-hop music in the universe, hands down. You know what I mean? So when I left off, we was talking about resentment, right? And how to heal. We're going to get into how to heal resentment, right? And how to deal with somebody who resents you. And it's been my it's my wisdom, right, based on my knowledge, that when I resented somebody in my life, I really just was upset at myself. And when you get down into, like, for example, you know, when people, you know, sometimes people will get into a job that they don't like, or a relationship that they don't like, but because they don't see their value, they take that job and they're making somebody else rich, and so they're upset. They gotta maybe do overtime, they ain't getting paid, or, you know, they feel like entitled. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, you get into a relationship with somebody, you know, and you really didn't even like that person. You know what I'm saying? But you got into that relationship and it doesn't work out for you. And then you resent that person if, like, they did something to you. Right? When really you set the whole ball in motion, because it was your subconscious programming that created that experience. Like I said, the universe is a reflection of you. You know what I'm saying? So either you're going to be the god of your universe, right? Or you're going to be a victim to the universe. Either way, when it comes down to the resentment, you resent the other person because they hurt you, but you set yourself up for that hurt. Really, you didn't do the knowledge. right? You rushed into something, you didn't do the knowledge, or, you know, maybe you're just a straight hater, right? But either, and if you're just a hater, I mean, damn, that's a lot of weight to hold. Because I know for me, if I have, like, when I've had resentments in the past, man, if it's a lot of weight to carry, B. You know what I mean? But when you release it, and we can get into that, right? So let's get into, like, releasing the resentment. Releasing the resentment looks like this. Identify why you resent that person or principal. Let's just do the cipher, person, place, or thing. Identify why you resent that. And then ask yourself, what part do I have to play in it? Right? And within that, if you're truthful to yourself, you're going to see that that's a you thing and has nothing to do with them. Nothing to do with them. And then really, if you can really look at the cold, naked truth, not the warm, not the dressed up lie that you tell yourself, you're going to find freedom. And when you find freedom, you're going to find that the universe is going to reflect the positive aspects of you. And it's going to, and you're going to be in a position where you're being provided, you know, mind you, it's not something outside of yourself. You're providing it for yourself. But to speak to you people who are 85, it's like you're going to provide, your highest self is going to provide for you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're tapped into your highest self. Your highest self. Your highest self is the person who is living with absolute love. You know what I mean? You're living with understanding. You're living with compassion. You're living with empathy. You're living with forgiveness, right? Where that becomes, and if you can repetitively do that, that becomes your actual program now, right? That becomes your program. And everything else starts to open up, man. Right? But it. So how do you deal with people who have resentments towards you? I'm sure some people. Look, how I deal with people who resent me, honestly, I just write them down. I write them down. And I say, thank you for showing me how to overcome whatever that resentment is about that person. And then I say, I completely release you. And then I go burn it. And I meditate it out. I meditate and I visualize it leaving my body. You know what I'm saying? And then I in my mind, I send positive messages to that person. Right? It's no woo-woo shit. It's like, yo, man, telepathy is real. But, and I can tell you right now because yeah, some experiences are just meant to be kept to the self. But just trust me. Just try it and you'll see for yourself, right? But yeah, right? You I send positive messages to people, man. And just see them with love. You know what I mean? Like, I give an example, right? I had this woman in my building that I live in when I first moved in, and I got a service animal, and you know, this woman was like going so hard. She was complaining to the managers, the building managers, going to like head office of the properties, and you know, to the point where they had animal control come to my, like, crazy work, G. Crazy work, I'm telling you, right? Crazy work. Yo. So to God, what I do, man? I just saw her for she probably has trauma. Maybe dog trauma, something happened, right? And I'm telling you, I just visualized sending her love. I just visualized sending her, like, big hearts, like emoji hearts. And those complaints went away.
the next day. They went away. I haven't had a complaint in probably like, what, 4 months? So that just goes to show and prove that, like, when we let go of the resentment, right, energetically, we, like, everything just opens up, man, and things start to shift in your universe, man. And that's the point of it, right? It's like, that's the point of this discussion right now. It's like, yo, we have to find ways, because it's easy to resent what's going on in the world. And when you're in resentment, you're unable to create and be the supreme self. That's what you people have to know and understand, man, is that these people who are at the top of the food chain, they keep you in constant fear and hate, and they got you watching TikTok, Instagram, YouTube Shorts, CNN, Global, BBC. All it is brainwash, or as my young boys say, brain rot. 6-7, 6-7, 6-7. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I'm telling you, if you are in these states of consciousness, you cannot actually create. It's like, and if you, like, this is for the listeners, man, like, really take what I'm saying into your mind and your heart, and really, like, go study for yourself, right? You know what I mean? I know I'm saying, like, take what I'm saying, take heed to what I'm saying, but also, like, go do the knowledge for yourself, man, and do it for yourself, right? And you'll find that really, like, what you don't like about somebody else is that you don't like it about you. There's something that you don't like most times about yourself, right? Because it's not always true. I don't like people who are pedophiles. Doesn't mean I'm a pedophile. You know what I'm saying? I don't like pedophiles. You know what I'm saying? Now suffer. You know what I mean? I don't like people who rape women or even men. I don't, no, man. It's not cool. It's not cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't like racism. It's not cool. I don't like racist people. You know what I'm saying? You don't, why, like, there's no need to be, like, I'm not a racist person. You know what I mean? I'm not. And it's just like, but when you dislike something about somebody else, more times than not, it's something that you don't like in yourself, man. And you just gotta find what that is and bring it to light. Take it out of the darkness, bring it into the light, and keep it moving, man. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it moving. Because, like, life is, you know, they say life is short, right? I would say that life can be long if you program your subconscious to actually acknowledge that. That's why the masters, you know, they live long, right? There's a science, bro. And there's a science. And the science is, study your subconscious mind. Study it. Reprogram all of the stuff that happened to you as a child, as a teenager. Go back. You know what I mean? Because it's through that you're going to be able to create new experiences. Until you change those things, your reality is going to stay the same. That's the truth. So, man, I love building with y'all. Honestly, I love sharing the knowledge and the wisdom with y'all, man, because I'm a teacher, you know? I'm a teacher, and I take what I know and what I've experienced and manifest that to y'all. Because that's what I'm supposed to do, man. It's my duty as a civilized, righteous person, you know? And if you don't like me,